I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More information is coming out about the tragic Christian Elementary School shooting in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday that killed three children and three staff members. The shooter, a former student, was a 28-year-old biological female who identified as a transgender male. Nashville police confirmed this was a targeted attack, possibly out of resentment. Amid the finger-pointing, American Christians are responding, not with vitriol and hate, but with the gospel. Keys for Kids Ministries' Greg Yoder says,
there are hurting people. There are people suffering with mental illness like this person who need help. They need Jesus. He can heal, of course, the spiritual sickness that we all have. And when we see the Holy Spirit begin working and breathing new life into people, that's when you start seeing those heart changes.
Pray for Americans to know Jesus. And we'll end in the Middle East, where
God's doing much with Jews and Muslims today.
Uncharted Ministries co-founder Tom Doyle says,
the world's a mess. The evil is over the top. Does that slow down the progress of the gospel? No, absolutely not.
Uncharted works alongside believers in churches in the Middle East, bringing the good news of Jesus to Jewish and Muslim communities. In the full story at our website, Doyle describes three ways to put feet on your faith and step out of your comfort zone. The first way to activate your faith doesn't require much. In fact, you can do it right now.
Number one is prayer. Pray for the strength of the church in whatever form it meets in. Because of security, many churches had to go underground in Saudi Arabia, in the Gaza Strip, in Afghanistan. Now we have churches that are totally above the ground, cyber churches.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.